and money. And, boy, that introduction, I would like to get that introduction engraved on a gold plaque and take that back to Dayton, Ohio with me. Hi, this is Tim Tyler. It's almost like being resurrected from the dead, I believe. It's been 13 years since I've been on the radio, so bear with me. We're just going to have a lot of fun. We'll just kind of talk together and play some of the music from my days. And they're getting, if you remember me, you're telling your age. It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock, and the age we're going to be playing music from, 1958 to 1968 is the time period we're going to kind of be blending tonight. Here's one that's a little later than that, though, and I guess this is the song that I think of, and, well, it reminds me of my disc jockey days here at WAKY, and maybe it's one of the reasons I got off the air, too. I don't know. But anyway, Harry Chapin, W-O-L-D. Harry Chapin and W-O-L-D. Well, I didn't let that happen to me. I'm presently in Dayton, Ohio. I am in radio, but I'm in sales. I'm general sales manager of W-O-N-E Radio in Dayton, which is country music, if you'll pardon the expression, here on WAKY. And then we have album-oriented rock, WTUE, an FM station in Dayton. And I've been there ever since I left Wacky, although, of course, after I went off the air here at Wacky, I was on the air from 1962 to 1968, then I was in sales here for 5.5 years, so I've been gone from town for 7.5 years. Woo! Seems like a long, long time. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is 4th Street Sunday Night, with Tim Tyler back in the saddle again. And we're just playing some of the music that we liked from our area, from our era. And let me get these teeth fixed. And then we'll be talking about some of the good times we had and just having a good time. I hope you'll stay with us. Right now, Santo and Johnny, Sleepwalk. Santo and Johnny, Sleepwalk. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, 4th Street, Sunday night. Tim Tyler. If you remember me, here we are.
Now, I could tell you that...
Four Tops, and I just can't help myself.
If you're scratching and itching...
WAKY's AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from Evan Myers. He says, warm and humid tonight with a small chance of thundershowers in some sections, low 70. Tomorrow, big Labor Day, very sunny, hot and humid, high 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow night, low 72. Tuesday, partly sunny, hot and humid, with a chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. High, 90 degrees. All right, 4th Street, Sunday night. My name is Tim Tyler. Let's go back to December 30th, 1964.
Tim Tyler presents the Beach Boys Holiday Spectacular. The Beach Boys in person will be at the Fairgrounds Coliseum Wednesday, December 30th at 8 p.m. with an all-new show. You'll also see and hear the Newbies.
Oh, baby, hold me tight. Everything's all right.
Russ, Jay, and the Americans.
I cry.
Appearing commercially. Advance tickets $2, general admission $2.50, reserve section are now on sale at all fine stores, Variety in the Mall, Record Discount Center, Tiff's, Shively Records, Spin In, Jeffersonville, Flannery's in New Albany, and the Coliseum. Or send for tickets to the Beach Boys, WAKY, Louisville. Please enclose self-addressed envelope. A dance follows the show in the ABC Room of the Fairgrounds with Music of the Monarchs from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. $1 per person.
Oh, mercy. December 30th, 1964. The first time the Beach Boys, we had them in, was July 16th, again, 1964. And on that show was the Kingsmen and Freddie Cannon. Notice the ticket price. I don't know if you caught that or not. That is an old announcement. The Beach Boys aren't coming right now, if you didn't catch that part. $2. Boy, inflation can really be seen in light of concert ticket prices. Hey, in July of 1964, this was the big hit by the Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around.
I Get Around. The year was 1964. And, well, we'll talk some more about the Beach Boys tonight and some of the, well, they were just very special people to us, and we got to know them quite well. And, well, we'll just have some more stories as we play some of their other songs tonight. Meantime, it's 8:22, 4th Street Saturday night on WAKY.
Hancock Fabrics.
AKY. Talking about that Beach Boys show, one of the artists that were just, they've made a tremendous impact on that time at the on the city, and it was a result of that summer 1964 Beach Boys concert. They were the Kingsmen, and they kept coming back and coming back and coming back to Big Louisville. Here they are with Louie Louie. Louie Louie. Lynn Easton and the Kingsmen. Oh, what an impact they made on the city in 1964 and 1965. 1964 on WAKY, Jim Brand in the morning, George Williams in midday, Rusty Reynolds in the afternoon, myself in the evening, Johnny Alligator in the later evening, and all nights, Jerry Lee. Do you remember any of them? Do you remember me? You're telling your age. It's 8:27. Oh, and the age of the music kind of tells, too. I don't know where someone dug those up at. But anyway, back 1962-63, there was a group that performed in Louisville for the first time ever. Out of that group came Dusty Springfield. A lot of people may not even remember. They performed out at the old FOP Hall, out south. I can't remember the FOP number. But anyway, the Springfields, of which Dusty Springfield, Tom Springfield, Dusty Springfield, of course, came out of that group. Remember, Silver Threads and Golden Needles. 1962 was the year. Silver Threads and Golden Needles. And the Springfields made their first American appearance right here in Louisville, Kentucky. I don't know if you remember that or not. Maybe I can throw a little trivia your way, and maybe you can use it to win a quarter here in the near future. I don't know. It's 8:30. This is WAKY, and this is 4th Street Sunday Night. Yours truly, Tim Tyler. Resurrected for one night only, and we're having a ball. Having an oldie show would be, it would almost be sacrilegious, I guess, if you didn't have Elvis. And he's so special to all of us. Here's Elvis and All Shook Up.
I'm all shook up.
That's Elvis and All Shook Up. 28 minutes till 9 o'clock, 4th Street Saturday night. Tim Tyler back in the saddle again. Just playing some of the oldies and talking about some of the good old times that we used to have. We did some crazy things. I know they still do some crazy things around here at WAKY, but we set the tradition back in the 60s. One of the craziest things I ever did, and I wish I could remember the woman's name who helped me, but a dear lady came in and helped me prepare a program that we broadcast our program entirely in Japanese. Isn't that ridiculous? We used to do some ridiculous things, but there was a popular record out by Q Sakamoto, and it was called Sukiyaki, and we did it. Oh, there were some strange ones that turned up with hits every once in a while back then. I guess that's still true today, even so. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock, 4th Street Saturday night, Tim Tyler on WAKY. Can you believe it?
If you're an advertiser...
Buddy Holly and Peggy Sue.
The Derby City Sound.
Hey, we drug out the old jingles as well tonight. Bob Moody's on vacation. Tim Tyler sitting in. Resurrected here for one night only. Let me take you back to the year 1964. Early 1964, the Beatles had just come on the scene. They had just completed their first American tour. There was a, speaking of Buddy Holly, the Rolling Stones had recorded a Buddy Holly hit. I can't think of the name of it. Not Fade Away. Mild hit. And then they come up with a, and they were making their first American tour as this record was becoming a hit. Time is on my side. Time is on my side, the Rolling Stones. Let me tell you a little bit about that concert in 1964, the first time the Rolling Stones... Have the Rolling Stones been here since? I don't think... once, maybe. But let me tell you about that first concert. I don't know if too many people remember about it, because they may not. The Rolling Stones played to a half-filled auditorium at Memorial Hall here in 4th Street in early 1964. I was there, and the WAKY disc jockeys emceed the concert presented by Martin Kahn. And nobody was there. But Louisville was not the only city that the Rolling Stones bombed out on in their first tour. As a matter of fact, their second tour in the United States was also a bit of a bummer. But they're making up for it today. 16 minutes before 9, a WAKY 4th Street Sunday night. This is Tim Tyler.
Wacky, wacky.
4th Street Sunday night. Bill Snyder from Fern Creek called and said I was saying Saturday night. Well, hey, I have not done this for more than 13 years, so give me a little slack, will you? All right. 14 minutes before 9. Tim Tyler back on the air with, WAKY AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from Evan Myers, who says warm and humid tonight with a small chance of thundershowers in some sections, low 70. Tomorrow, very sunny, hot and humid, high 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow night with a low 72. Looking ahead to Tuesday, partly sunny, hot and humid with a chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, high of 90 degrees. 1956, 57, right in there.
Since I met you, baby.
Ivory Joe Hunter and Since I Met You, Baby. We've grown up together, WAKY. Boy, isn't that the truth. Oh, Tim Tyler on 4th Street Sunday night, reliving days of old with lots of moldy oldies for you tonight, all the way till midnight. I hope you'll stay with us, and we'll have some fun, talk about some of the good times. Earlier, we were talking about the Beach Boys. Let me tell you about that first Beach Boys concert that I presented in conjunction with several of the other WAKY disc jockeys back in 1964. We had no idea what in the world we were doing. A guy called me from Chicago and said, hey, would you like to book the Beach Boys? And I'd been presenting little dances here and there, and I had saved up $1,000. Do you know what it's like to save $1,000, especially back in 1964? It's tough enough today, but even back then it meant so much more. So we pooled our money together and hired the Beach Boys, the King's Men, and two or three other acts for $3,500. You know what they get today? I'm sure they'd laugh at you at $10,000 today, probably $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. I'm out of that, so I have no idea. But we printed 2,000 tickets. I really had a lot of faith in people buying Beach Boy tickets. I had 2,000 tickets printed. Well, they sold pretty good that first and second week, and I had to have 5,000 more printed. For that show back in 1964, we had 11,000 people. That held a concert record for I don't know how many years. I think it was Three Dog Night back in maybe 71 or something like that finally broke the record. These are the Beach Boys again, and 1965, I think, was the year for California Girls. Those are the Beach Boys and California Girls. I think it was on that Beach Boy trip in 1965 that Carl Wilson and I, I think it was all the Beach Boys. We went out to Children's Hospital, and they did an impromptu performance out there. Super guys. It's 6 minutes before 9 o'clock, 4th Street, Sunday night on WAKY with Tim Tyler.
Hey.
All right. Hey, speaking of the Beach Boys, it was the Christmas show, the holiday show of 1964 that, it was Brian Wilson who was not feeling well. He was having some of his problems. I'm not sure what they were. I never did really understand. But anyway, he did not travel with them for two or three years, but they didn't tell anybody, so they sent in a ringer. They had a substitute, and December 30th, 1964, they had a substitute, and because of the result of that summer show, the newspapers, the Courier Journal, Louisville Times reporters, and several other high school newspapers and everything were wanting to interview the Beach Boys. And the Beach Boys got a lot of attention, and there was one the substitute Beach Boy was not getting any attention at all. So I'm being the nice guy that I am, or was, or supposed to be, I spent some time because I felt sorry for him. Nobody's paying any attention to him, but he was a substitute Beach Boy. Nobody would talk to him. But he later, a few years later, came back to just make it on his own and just bust loose. I don't know if you were there that night or even knew anything about it, but that substitute Beach Boy was Mr. Glenn Campbell. Galveston, that's by Glenn Campbell. Several years later, when he came to Dayton, some reporter with the Courier Journal dug up an old picture, and sure enough, there was the Beach Boys with Glenn Campbell, and only nobody knew it was Glenn Campbell, or Glenn Campbell wasn't anybody really to be noticed at that time. It's funny how fate turns our lives. It's a minute before 9 here on WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. Is that a formal station break? I want to get that in. We've grown up together, and boy, have we ever. We're having a lot of fun here. I hope we leave some kind of a program for Bob Moody to come back to next week. We're just playing some of our old favorite records and some of the records and some of the artists that had special meaning to us during our years. Now, this was when I was listening to the radio and not playing records on the radio. It's Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino. That's the Fat Man. Blueberry Hill on 4th Street Sunday night, WAKY Louisville, 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. Tim Tyler with some oldies for you tonight. This was not quite so old. This is Three Dog Night. Joy to the world. Night, early 70s on WAKY. That's Three Dog Night, 5 minutes past 9 on WAKY. We've grown up together and we're growing back old or whatever here tonight on 4th Street Sunday night as we dip into some of the old, old days. Let's go back to the Beatles area, the Beatles era. 1964, January was the year. We used to have a thing on each evening on the Tim Tyler Show where we would introduce new records. In fact, we would can't even remember what we called it, but we would pit the new numbers, the new songs, one against the other. I don't know, two or three songs. And on this particular night, we introduced three new songs, of which this was one, and this was voted thumbs down by Louisville, and some other record never did, that never did really make it. But these boys, despite Louisville's first impressions, the Beatles. Despite being predicted to be a non-hit, the Beatles went on to, well, I don't even have to tell you. It's 8 minutes past 9 on 4th Street Sunday night on WAKY, where WAKY's AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from Evan Myers. Well, he's saying warm and humid tonight with a chance, a small chance that is, for thunder showers in some sections, low 70 degrees. Right now it's clear and 82 degrees. Tomorrow, Labor Day, very sunny, hot and humid with a high of 90, partly cloudy and warm and humid tomorrow night with a low of 72. Tuesday, looking ahead, partly sunny, hot and humid with a chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm with a high 90. Again, it's clear skies over Louisville and 82 degrees.
Every long, hot summer.
Hey, here's just a nice, smooth sound. Remember Dinah Washington? What a difference a day makes. Yes. Dinah Washington, what a difference a day makes. It's 12 minutes past 9 on WAKY's 4th Street Sunday night. Kenny just called me and reminded me that it was Make It or Break It. How could I forget that? That's what we called it when, and the Beatles were voted that, well, we broke the record that night, but fortunately we got another copy in the mail because it became a big hit. I want to hold your hand. Oh, man, Telequest, some of the other things. Hey, let me remind you of the old Ewing Lane dances. Oh, I was associated with those for many, many years. Ewing Lane in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And we had a lot of the top acts that would come in there at those dances. And, well, here was one of those groups. Do you remember the Rivieras? Hey, there they are, the Rivieras and California Sun. 9:15 on WAKY, 4th Street Sunday night. Tim Tyler reminiscing with you tonight. Hey, another guy who performed in Jeffersonville at the Ewing Lane Dances. Remember Billy Joe Royal? Down in the Boondocks. Hey, that was kind of scratchy. That's Billy Joe Royal. I mean, Billy Joe Royal, $200 is what I paid him when that record was in the top 10. Oh, but he was on his way to join a Dick Clark tour, and he was happy to have his airfare paid to get him to wherever he was going. I've forgotten now. Let me tell you something about Billy Joe Royal. On one of his subsequent visits, in fact, I think he played those Ewing Lane dances two or three different times. We paid him more than $200 the second and third times. But he brought a guitar player with him, and that guitar player today is a giant artist in his own right, primarily in the country field. Freddie Weller was Billy Joe Royal's guitar player. He never brought his band, but he always brought his own guitar player. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, 4th Street Sunday night. You know, talking about those dances, the local groups, well, we're going to talk about them in just a minute.
If you're scratching and itching with irritated skin...
WAKY AccuWeather for Kentucky Anna from Evan Myers, who says, warm and humid tonight, small chance of thunder showers in some sections, low 70. Tomorrow, Labor Day, very sunny, hot and humid, high 90. Partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow night with a low 72. Tuesday, partly sunny, hot, humid, chance of an afternoon or evening thunder shower, high 90 degrees on Tuesday. It's clear, it's 82 degrees right now in Big Lou. 20 past 9 o'clock. We're talking about the dances and, you know, the dances in Louisville in the 60s. Oh, the local groups just dominated, and this had to be one of the hottest spots in the country for great local groups like the Oxfords, the Trendells, Cosmo, the Sultans, Monarchs, Kenny and the Accent Review, the Brothers Pride, and I shouldn't start naming names because I will leave somebody out. But Bill Purdom here at WAKY has put together kind of a montage where we can hear a little bit of each of them. Let's reminisce. Oh, some terrific music came out of this town. Woo! We could just go that way all night long. It's 24 minutes past 9 o'clock on WAKY Sunday night, 4th Street. 4th Street Sunday night. Is that right? I got to get in the right order here. Bear with me. I haven't done this in 13 years, but we're having a ball tonight, and we'll be here till midnight. Stay with us as we play the Moldy Oldies, Remember the Marvelettes, and Don't Mess with Bill. Don't Mess with Bill. Marvelettes. Tim Tyler having a tantrum at 9:27.
Now, I could tell you that whenever you needed an invitation, an announcement...
Hey, here we go with Sir Douglas at 9:30 on WAKY. We've grown up together! Hey, she's about a mover. Sir Douglas Quintet. You know, they were on that Beach Boys show of 1965, and we had them in several different times. As a matter of fact, we had an embarrassing situation one time with the Sir Douglas Quintet because they were booked out of Houston, Texas, and I had them in so often, and evidently he and his manager had a falling out, and it was out at the old... I think it was, we called it the Scene Club out on Poplar Level Road. And we had a group show up, and they said they were the Sir Douglas Quintet. And of course, I knew the Sir Douglas Quintet very well. They came into town one time, were broke, and they stayed in my house. But Sir Douglas, I didn't know any of them. They were a ringer group. That used to happen once in a while. I always suspect that I had Ronnie and the Daytonas in one time, and that they were not really Ronnie and the Daytonas. But in those days, you didn't know. They didn't send me any pictures of the group, and they had a hit record, and we thought they were Ronnie and the Daytonas, and only we knew it wasn't the Sir Douglas Quintet. Oh, we had some fun times. It's 27 minutes before 10 on WAKY. Tim Tyler reminiscing with 4th Street Sunday night. We've got to do something here. We're going to play a record. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Teach your children. That's just a favorite of mine. 24 minutes before 10 on WAKY 4th Street Sunday night.
Bob Moody at 4th Street.
I don't know if you remember this one or not. 1960. Halfway to Paradise. I don't know if you remember that one or not. That was a hit, not a phantasmaglorious hit. 1960 was the year, and that was Tony Orlando. He had that one hit, and then he never really made it until the early 70s. And of course, he's a giant superstar today. Tony Orlando, when he first began. 20 minutes before 10 on WAKY's 4th Street Sunday night. Tim Tyler.
Something old, something for you.
And Tim Tyler right here in Louisville. I've been gone for 7.5 years. I've been off the air for more than 13 years. I'm still in radio in Dayton, Ohio. But I have not done a radio program since July 10th, 1968. So give me a little slack tonight, you know, if I goof up or say something wrong or get the teeth or tongue crossed or something like that. Hey, let me take you back to the year 1964, Monday, August 24th. Fairgrounds in the baseball stadium. At that time, it was still a baseball stadium. And for $2, you could see Barbara Lewis. Remember Barbara Lewis? She said she had Hello Stranger, Ruby and the Romantics, Our Day Will Come, Bobby Goldsboro, see the Funny Little Clown, the Chiffons, He's So Fine, Patty and the Emblems, I don't remember their hit, Jimmy Soul, Make an Ugly Woman Your Wife, the Four Seasons All-Star Orchestra, and the Four Seasons, and this was the song that was popular in August of 1964, number one on the Wacky Silver Dollar Survey, Ragdoll! Ragdoll, 1964, summer of 64, super summer in Louisville, Kentucky. 16 minutes before 10 on WAKY with WAKY's new, we just talked to Evan Myers at the AccuWeather, and he says for Kentuckiana, warm and humid tonight, and he's dropped the chance of thundershowers in some sections, so scratch that. Warm and humid tonight with a low of 70. For tomorrow, the forecast reads the same. For Labor Day, very sunny, hot, and humid. High of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, warm, and humid for tomorrow night with a low of 72. And looking ahead to Tuesday when we all go back to work, partly sunny, hot, and humid with a chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. High of 90 degrees. It's 82 right now. Clear skies over Louisville, KY. Tim Tyler, reminiscing with you, Slim Harpo. Remember this? We used to call those gut bucket blues. I don't know what it was really called. That's what I call it. Slim Harpo, Out of the Past at 13 minutes before 10. 4th Street, Sunday night. Tim Tyler reminiscing with me. And it's so good to hear from some of my old friends. We're talking about the old remotes at Stewart's Department Store. Is it okay to say Stewart's Department Store? We don't have to write that on the log or anything? Okay. Well, anyway, we had a lot of fun. And it's just, I think one of the most pleasant parts of tonight is just hearing from some of our dear old friends that we haven't thought about in years. And they haven't thought about me either, I'm sure. But anyway, hey, here are the Beach Boys. More Beach Boys music, 409. Beach Boys, 409 on 4th Street Sunday night on WAKY. As we're playing the oldies here, Tim Tyler with you as we reminisce.
Timothy L. Tyler.
Oh, brother. Hey, here's Green Door.